Gas Power Morning Show.
Hot off the wire with Alfredis. Alfredis,
let's go.
Hey, it's Alfredis. Here's your hot off the wire. Yes, Schoolboy Q's SUV was shot at after a concert in Colorado the other night, and authorities say it was targeted. Now, they're still looking for answers, but Schoolboy Q wasn't hurt. However, three people riding with him were, but they are expected to recover. Rick Ross canceled his show in Detroit at Summer Jam over the weekend. Reports say he was blocked from the park thanks to a peace protest, but other reports say a Detroit local named Trick Trick demanded he pay the performance tax. Media Takeout's reporting that Rick Ross got his chain snatched, his sunnies broken, and his chin chicked. Tracy Morgan is in recovery, but he will still be in rehab for weeks, so that's good. We talked to you about Aaliyah's biopic and about how her family's not happy about being left out of the production. Well, now we hear that producers will indeed include details about Aaliyah and R. Kelly's relationship. BlackBerry says, nope, they're not using Drake as their new brand ambassador, despite the rumors. 50 told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live that the most overrated rapper was Jay-Z. Of course, Jay-Z kind of said it on his own. He said it's better to be overrated than underpaid. Meanwhile, there's an app that goes to Jay-Z's new 4040 soft drink. You might like that. Gives you exclusive access to songs and info on Jay's performances. Yeezy made a surprise appearance on Dave Chappelle's show at Radio City Music Hall over the weekend. He performed New Slaves, Gold Digga, Jesus Walks. Speaking of Yeezy, his baby Northwest had her first birthday party. And of course, it was over the top. They called it Kidchella. But everybody's talking about Khloe Kardashian, who posted a picture of herself at the party wearing a traditional Native American headdress. Congrats to Kenan Thompson. He and his wife had a baby girl over the weekend. And tops at the box office over the weekend. Think Like a Man 2 was the number one movie. It made $30 million. The number two movie, 22 Jump Street, made $29 million. And number three was How to Train Your Dragon. It made $25 million. I'm Alfredis. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Plus, you can hit me up via Twitter at FredisFlix. Later.